when you start self-honesty, when you start taking a spiritual inventory. In psychoanalysis, the dictum was always start from the side of the superego. In other words, first, develop a conscience that is rational and reasonable and not sadistic. Don't start looking at your forbidden impulses buried in the depths of the id, you're the darkest animal nature, when you've got a sadistic superego conscience waiting to beat you up. So the conscience can be quite cruel. If you want to know how cruel it is, look what happens when it's externalized. Most people project their conscience onto the world. Your conscience is willing to literally crucify you. It'll take you in, take you out. The superego then has to become a teacher. So I'll say, before you do a serious self-inquiry, make a declaration that your conscience is a teacher and not a punisher. It's not a judge. Its function is to be a teacher. So if you had parents who tried to be guides, then your internalized authority figure is going to be benign. If you had rather angry, critical, or savage, cruel parents who themselves were brought up that way to be that way, you'll have a more savage superego. The superego of the conscience should be willing to forgive by seeing man's limitation. Its intention should be benign. And ostensibly, the purpose of conscience is to keep you on the pathway, pure pathway. Well, if that's what its intention is, then how come it wants to be sadistic? Huh? So you can confront your conscience and say, wait, I thought you were trying to guide me into truth, and now you're getting into sadism and cruelty and suffering. You're fake. Call it for what it is. See? Yeah, because that which loves you wants you to learn. All right. Self-inquiry requires assigning a responsible role to the conscience. I'm willing to see where I made an error, but I'm not willing to be beat up about it, see?
And so setting that intention before
you start that right in the beginning, right. So in psychoanalysis, the analyst, the first you side with the person, you can't start bringing up hidden, forbidden impulses out of their unconscious right away. Mm-hmm. You have to first ameliorate the conscience. And they do that by identification with you. So as the analyst, you become the authority figure. And they're berating themselves about something as though it was the biggest crime in history. And you point out this is natural to childhood. All children do this. It's just a normal part of growing up. And the person says, oh, yeah, it is? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, of course it is. You know?
So it's benevolence and compassion.
Right. So then you develop a benevolent conscience. Now, once it's benevolent, it's safe to poke around in the unconscious and look at the forbidden impulses. Mm-hmm.
So we can do that for ourselves with the intention and commitment to
you
being
can,
gentle.
You can.
Okay, that's
you
really
can
powerful.
Demand that your conscience be also aligned with God. See, because the sadistic conscience is aligning itself with the devil. The devil's supposed to fry you in hell.
And I know you've said before that there is no such thing as the devil, that there's no opposite to truth.
Opposite to truth, you know. We can figureize it, you know, mythologize it, characterize it as a persona. But such a persona would have eliminated itself millennia ago.
Why? How?
For the same reason that a fire burns up the coal until it no longer exists. It would eliminate itself out of self-hatred, wouldn't it?
Oh, wow.
Would negate its own reality. That's why it has to perpetrate illusion, because that's its only survival.